Well, good morning.
Greetings
and welcome to this place, dear friends, in the all-surpassing name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Jeff Riddle. I'm the pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and I've been tasked with the responsibility of giving you an orientation to the Keach Conference. On behalf of the Reformed Baptist Fellowship of Virginia, I want warmly to welcome you to this 2021 annual Keach Conference, a theology and ministry conference devoted to the edification, encouragement, and fellowship of confessional Reformed Baptists in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The roots of this conference can be traced back to a fall gathering of largely Calvinistic Southern Baptists that was then known as the Evangelical Forum, which first met in 2002 at the First Baptist Church of Virginia Beach. This means this is, believe it or not, the 20th consecutive fall gathering of this group in some form. Few have been here for all of those meetings. Some have only wandered in for a year or two. Others have become welcomed fixtures over many years. In our sixth annual meeting in 2007, we embarked on a series through the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith of 1677, or 1689. I say 1677 because Dr. Renahan likes to remind us it's not 1689, but 1677. And if you go to IRBS, in part of the password for like the Wi-Fi and everything, it has 1677, not 1689. At any rate, in that year, we devoted ourselves to give this annual gathering over to a consecutive consideration in each meeting of one of the 32 chapters of the Confession. This was indeed a long-term plan. Think about it, because there are 32 chapters. But by God's grace, that pilgrimage has continued year by year. Given that this is the 15th year that we started that journey in 2007, you might be wondering, why are we only on chapter 14 of Saving Faith in 2021? That is because in 2017, we skipped ahead and devoted that year's meeting to chapter 26 of the Confession of the Church. In our ninth consecutive meeting in 2010, we changed the name of the gathering from the Evangelical Forum, which it had been known by, to the Keach Conference. And that reflected a shift in our self-identification as a more broadly evangelical body to being a confessionally reformed body. We began to talk about this being sponsored by the Reformed Baptist Fellowship of Virginia. We named the conference the Keach Conference after Benjamin Keach, who lived from 1640 to 1704. You have that lovely portrait of him on the back. He seemed like one guy. Who was Keach? Keach was an early particular Baptist pastor who, as a young man, had been pilloried for his credo Baptist views. And when we say pilloried, we mean he was tied to the stocks and people threw vegetables and garbage at him because he had published literature and preached about credo baptism over paedo baptism. Interestingly enough, Keach himself underwent a development in his theology, moving from his early days as a general or Arminian Baptist to his mature years, first being won over to become a convinced Calvinistic Baptist, and then eventually a confessional Baptist. Keach's signature was one of seven on the letter that was sent out in July of 1689, calling for the first national assembly of particular Baptists that was to be held for 10 days from September 3rd through the 12th, 1689, in London. When this assembly affirmed the Confession of Faith that we now know as the Second London Baptist Confession of 1677 and 1689, 33 ministers and messengers signed it on behalf of the 108 different churches. One of the names on that list was Benjamin Keach, pastor, Horselydown, Southwark. So now you know the origin story for the Keach Conference. We have been blessed over the years to be ministered to in this conference by some of the most gifted and choice of Christ's servants. Past speakers have included Joseph Piper, who spoke in 2008 on Chapter 2 of God and of the Holy Trinity. Joel Beakey and Malcolm Watts, who in 2011 spoke on Chapter 5 of Divine Providence. And Poh Boon Sing in 2017, who spoke on Chapter 26 of the Church. And there are many other speakers we could mention. Richard Barcellos, Carl Truman, and others have spoken to us. Of course, after a while, we also realized that we did not want to imitate or promote the celebrity pastor culture of broad evangelicalism. So in many years, our speakers have been ordinary pastors, like many of us in this room now. Many of us have spoken at the Keach Conference. This year, we are blessed to have Dr. James Renahan as our speaker, one of the foremost living experts on the 1677/1689 confession. Ryan will give him a fuller introduction later in this meeting. The Keach Conference is not merely for intellectual stimulation. It is also meant to provide spiritual refreshment and to provide opportunities for fellowship among like-minded brethren and like-minded churches. We are thankful to Pastor Van Loomis and the brethren at Redeeming Grace Church for their kind hospitality in hosting this year's meeting. And I can say, first, this is my first time in the new building. What a beautiful place that the Lord has providentially given you all. And I feel sure this is going to be a great blessing to your ministry. And so we're so happy that you guys have this place. Whether this happens to be your first time at the Keach Conference, or if you have attended many times in the past, we are glad to have you along with us on this pilgrimage. We hope that you will be able to abide with us through this conference and future conferences to come. Why don't you stay with us to the end? If the Lord should be so pleased, we will complete the journey through the confession in 2038. And if God is so pleased, in 2039, we may start all over again in Chapter 1 of the Holy Scriptures. And so we welcome you to this pilgrimage. We're glad that you're here. We say welcome aboard and may the Lord bless you. One last thing before I leave. In some conferences in years past, we have given out little tokens. Like you might see some people, this is quite a while back, we gave out Keach buttons. And you might see a few people with these, and somebody's told me we really got to start this. So maybe next year, Spurgeon button, and you can collect and trade that. some people might even have the t-shirts we did several years ago. You might have those that you get out every once in a while. Well, we don't do it every year, but anyway, this year, actually, we had these for last year, but they came in late. But I have a bunch of wristbands that say Keach Conference, and they say 1689, not 1677, on there. But anyways, I'm going to put these out maybe downstairs in the snack area, and there are a couple of bags of these, so feel free to grab one of these, pick one of these up, and you can be a 1689er for this weekend. Anyway, once again, welcome aboard. We're glad that you're here, and blessings.